Morning Watch, Colossians week 3. Christ, the mystery of God and the body of all the shadows. Colossians chapter 2 verses 1 through 17. Wednesday, Colossians chapter 2 verses 4 and 8. This I say, that no one may delude you with persuasive speech. Verse 8. Beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. Related verses. Mark chapter 7, verses 6 through 8. And he said to them, Well has Isaiah prophesied concerning you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart stays far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as teachings the commandments of men. While leaving the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. Galatians chapter 1, verses 14 through 16b. And I advanced in Judaism, beyond many contemporaries in my race, being more abundantly a zealot for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who set me apart from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might announce him as the gospel among the Gentiles, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And I, when I came to you, brothers, came not according to excellence of speech or of wisdom, announcing to you the mystery of God. For I did not determine to know anything among you except Jesus Christ, and this one crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my proclamation were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, in order that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. This I say, that no one may delude you with persuasive speech. Note 1, referencing the word delude. In order for believers to be deluded or carried off as spoil, something close to the truth, such as philosophy, must be used to deceive them. If we have a clear vision of Christ as the center of God's economy, no one will be able to delude us. If we take Christ as life, hold him as the head of the body, know him as the mystery of God, experience him as the hope of glory, and walk in him as the all-inclusive Spirit, we will not be deceived by anything or anyone. Note 2, referencing the word persuasive. We should beware of persuasive speech and of eloquence. A speaker may be very persuasive and very eloquent, but the reality of Christ may not be in his persuasive and eloquent speech. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware that no one carries you off as spoil, through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. Note 1, referencing the word philosophy. This refers to Gnostic teaching, a mixture of Jewish, Oriental, and Greek philosophies, which is an empty deceit. Note 2, referencing the word tradition. Tradition is related to culture and has its source in culture. The source of the Gnostic teaching at Colossae was the tradition of men. It was based not on the revealed writings of God, but on the traditional practices of men. Note 3, referencing the word elements. The same expression, elements of the world, is used in Galatians chapter 4, verse 3. Here it refers to the rudimentary teachings of both Jews and Gentiles, consisting of ritualistic observances regarding the eating of meats, drinking, washings, asceticism, and other matters. Note 4, referencing the word Christ. Christ is the governing principle of all genuine wisdom and knowledge, the reality of all genuine teaching, and the only measure of all concepts acceptable to God. This book focuses on Christ as our everything. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Paul opens chapter 2, verse 4 with the words, "This I say." These words refer to what Paul has covered in verses 2 and 3 concerning the riches of the full assurance of understanding, the full knowledge of Christ as the mystery of God, and the fact that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. Paul emphasized these things so that the saints at Colossae would not be deluded. If we see the vision of the all-inclusive Christ presented in the book of Colossians, we shall not be deluded by anything. No matter how excellent or how scriptural a thing may be, it will not be able to lead us away from Christ. It is crucial that we have such a view of Christ in God's economy. The first step, seen in verse 4, is to be deluded. The second step, seen in verse 8, is to be carried off as spoil. The word spoil here does not mean to damage. It means to be a prey or a captive. Those who are carried off as spoil are carried off into captivity. We need to beware that no one carries off as spoil through his philosophy. The philosophy through which the believers at Colossae were carried off as spoil was Gnosticism, a mixture of Jewish, Oriental, and Greek philosophies. As Paul indicates, Gnosticism is empty deceit. The philosophy and empty deceit in this verse is according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. One principle we should follow is that of testing everything with the Bible. We should care only for God's direct revelation in the Holy Word, not for anything that is according to the tradition of men. In the eyes of Paul, the traditions of men were merely elementary principles. These traditions are included with the elementary principles of the world. Paul concludes verse 8 by saying that the philosophy and empty deceit are not according to Christ. Christ is the governing principle of all genuine wisdom and knowledge, the reality of all genuine teaching, and the only measure of all concepts acceptable to God. The book of Colossians focuses on Christ as our everything. If we experience Christ as the center of God's economy in all these aspects, we shall be protected, and we shall not be deluded or carried off as spoil.